Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Wished, written and read by Lissa Evans. "Miss Filey's house," repeated Ed, outraged. "We have to spend every day this week at Miss Filey's house. Are you totally serious?"
"Sorry, but it can't be helped,"
said his dad, avoiding Ed's gaze and sidling out of the door. "It can't be helped," echoed Ed's mother loudly from the other room, where she was packing DVDs into a box. "It's no good moaning, Ed."
"I'm not moaning. I've hardly said anything. But can't we discuss it? Don't I have a say?"
"Not in this case," called his mother. "Sorry, you'll just have to grin and bear it. There is literally no alternative, and if Miss Filey hadn't made the suggestion, I don't know what we'd have done."
"But I'd rather spend next week in the shed. I'd rather spend it in the middle of a car park, in the rain. I bet she doesn't even have Wi-Fi."
"Who are you talking about?" asked his 9-year-old sister, Rue. She had an irritating habit of quietly entering rooms and then speaking before you even realised she was standing next to you. Ed swiveled to face her.
"Sit down, Rue. I've got bad news."
Her pointed face seemed to sharpen. "Are you all right?" she asked.
"Yes, fine," he said dismissively. "It's not that sort of bad news. It's about the half-term holiday club. It's been cancelled."
"Why?"
"The toilet at the hall overflowed and the building's been declared a biohazard and they're having to get specialist cleaners in. And so..."
"Why did it overflow?"
"No idea."
It was another of Rue's irritating habits to interrupt good stories with unimportant questions.
"So anyway, the club's not on and for some reason we can't stay in the house when Mum and Dad are at work."
"You know exactly why you can't," called their mother, who had bat-like hearing. "The whole back of our house is being torn off for the new extension, so there'll be workmen everywhere and cables, and they don't need children wandering around."
"I don't wander.
And anyway, you're both too young to stay on your own. Don't argue, Ed, or I shall go mad."
"So what are we going to do?" asked Rue.
"Can we go to our cousins?" she added hopefully.
"They're away," called their mum.
"This is where the bad news comes in," said Ed. "Dad has done something completely random. He bumped into Miss Filey at the recycling bins this morning and she suggested that we go to her house during the day for an entire week."
"Don't exaggerate," called Mum. "You don't have to go at the weekend, so it's literally 5 days."
"Miss Filey?" asked Rue.
"Yes, unbelievable, isn't it?"
"I've never been inside her house," said Rue.
"Nor me. Why would anyone want to?"
"Well, it might be interesting."
Rue said the last few words quietly. She never enjoyed contradicting Ed, who was a year and a half older than her, because Ed enjoyed arguing and was good at it, and she didn't and wasn't. But Miss Filey's house, at the bottom of the road, was intriguing. All the other houses were small and quite new, but hers was large and quite old, a broad brick bungalow in a wide square garden filled with flowering bushes and surrounded by trees. The front door was set in a deep porch, and above it was a window shaped like a fan. Reflections danced across it when he walked past.
"But even if it's interesting, it'll still contain Miss Filey," said Ed.
He leaned forward from the waist and opened his mouth wide, pitching his voice to an enthusiastic shriek.
"Super weather, isn't it?"
"Are you doing an impression of Miss Filey?" called Mum.
"Yes, but it's not unkind, just accurate."
"Have a simply smashing day," he added.
And it was true, thought Rue. That was exactly how Miss Filey talked. Like somebody out of a black and white film. And she never stopped to have a conversation, but just trilled a comment as she hurried by, as if she was calling from a passing ship.
"She's always very kind," shouted their mum. "Remember she came to the fundraiser and bought everything on the plant stall and all the smashed biscuits in that tin that got dropped?"